Hello and welcome to another episode of the NWHL Cooldown. This is part of course, the Barn Burner Fired Up podcast network. Over 80 platforms. No excuse, no reasons not to get all of our coverage between wrestling and hockey, of course, basketball. We've got it all for you, including, of course, the National Women's Hockey League. It's been a little while since I got behind the mic for an NWHL Cooldown, but this is one you will not want to miss. So for those following the NWHL, you will know that just yesterday, on December 7th, 2018, the Buffalo Buttes announced that they have relieved Rick Seeling and Craig Muni of their coaching duties. Now, Rick was with the team since the inaugural season in 2015-16. Craig joins the year following, and they were able to bring an Isabel Cup home to the Buffalo Buttes franchise, and the Buffalo Buttes are the only franchise to have made the Isabel Cup final all three of the first three seasons. Of course, they were successful season two, but they played Boston season one, played Boston again season two, and fell to the Riveters last year. And I was able to talk to Nick Fady. He's the general manager of the Buffalo Buttes. I spoke to him just now, so this is, you know, I spoke to him around 2 o'clock on December 8th. And so this is fresh. This is new. I don't know that anyone else has been able to speak to him. So this is, I'm giving you on the NWHL Cooldown, the full interview, the full conversation that I had with Nick today, just as he, with Cody McCormick, former NHL player, they will be taking over. So Cody has been named the interim head coach, and Nick is serving as interim assistant coach. He's going to talk with me a little bit about where he sees the team, why they made the change. I asked him a little bit about an interview that Rick gave about being a bit surprised, and also about when they'll open up the job search. So, without further ado, this is my interview with Nick Fady of the Buffalo Buttes. So I know, I'm sure you're getting ready for the game, so I don't plan to keep you too long, but I just figured I'd reach out to the club and get a little insight about the coaching changes. So I figured we'd probably just start chronologically. When did you and the club think that it was maybe time for a coaching change, and what kind of led to that decision?
Yeah, I mean, we're always evaluating our team and our club and everything that's going on in the organization. And, I think when we saw, our results this year, and if you were to say we were a 3-3 team at the start of the year, I would have been, a bit shocked. Mm-hmm. So kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of the team and where we're at. And obviously this change came yesterday, and it's not easy to do, not easy to, pull something off mid-season. So it's been something we've been monitoring, I guess the whole year. Not to say that we were looking for anything at the start, but we have high expectations for everyone. So I would say it became, after the Boston series, and when you step back and you go, wow, we're 3-3, I guess that's kind of when we started to be, looking into it a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. And, had you also taken into consideration, given that Pegula Sports Entertainment obviously had, ownership of the team last season, did any of that weigh in as well, or is it more so just looking at this roster?
Oh, no. We have an open dialogue all the time, even last year with, we play our exit interviews and, working with the coaches on things and the players and building the roster. I mean, we kind of, we're not, we know the lay of the land and, in the game. And, I guess expectations are higher this year, especially with the, our commitment to the players and the players' commitment to us. And, same thing with, everyone involved, the whole staff. So, it's something that that we always monitor and we always will monitor. I think any pro sports team will keep an eye on.
That makes sense. And seems like you had some engagement and trying to pull pieces together from what players were saying, what you were seeing. But I did want to ask you, I believe a report more local to Buffalo came out where I believe it was Rick talked about being a little bit surprised. I'm just interested in your reaction to his reaction.
I mean, we talked earlier in the day and they knew that we were going to meet that evening. I don't think there was anything. I can't speak for Rick. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think anybody in the whole organization is happy. We're 3-3, so we all know that it wasn't good enough. So we are addressed. We're trying our best, especially with this Connecticut game coming up today. They're coming off a hot streak, and we need to be prepared. And not only that, we have a series against Minnesota in 2 weeks. That,
right.
Last week with Boston winning, doors have opened for the entire league to make a run at the top spot. And in this league, the first place spot is huge. I mean, it's everything. That's home ice advantage. Last year, we lost a close game to New York, 1-0. And I would venture, I feel the crowd was great in New York. They did a fantastic job. But it's harder to play a bit on the road when you could have it at home.
Right.
We're looking at the long-term plan. And today's a big day, towards that plan. And especially in 2 weeks, even bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't say even bigger. Every game's big.
So. I understand.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
As I said, just want to kind of work chronologically here. So we also get the announcement that, that Cody's going to come in and that you will be working with him as an assistant coach. So first with Cody, it seems like, again, he has a connection to Harbor Center, but not necessarily to the Buttes. Why did you think that Cody would be a good fit as you're looking to kind of, transition from one regime to the next?
So Cody's great. He's been working with the team for months now.
Okay.
He does, our academy hockey skates with the team on, a few times a week during the day when players can get there. It's optional and
okay.
Something that the players really enjoy and work on their skills. And the academy does great. They train, pros of all levels and junior players and kids. And they're just a great, thing that we have at, within in-house in a way. So Cody is familiar with them.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't totally out of nowhere, and it's talked with Cody and his interest in things, and it kind of, perfect sort of timing and fit, and it is an interim, like he's an interim head coach and I'm an interim assistant coach. So there will be, the process will go through, in the future. We haven't set specific dates, but we are going to do our best to, do this a real, search for a coach and not just take it serious and, make sure we explore all avenues and everything because this is a big job.
Right.
It's an important job. And it's great having Cody right now because I think he's going to do a great job in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I thank you for the correction. I did not realize that the Buttes also were doing those skills. But that does make some good sense now. But before I head into the search a little, I do want to ask you just a few questions about that because, as you said, it's still very new in the process. But before that, I am curious, with you working with Cody now, as you said, this is a series or game, I should say, against Connecticut where they've, kind of been able to establish themselves since the last time you saw them, both in Connecticut for their opener and then again on the road, or they were on the road up in Buffalo. Are there some things that you and Cody have talked about as far as trying to really perhaps get the team a little better on track than what you've seen, as you said, in the 3-3 performance so far this season?
Yeah, I think that's the big reason for the switch is this game's that important. We have to get in front of it, whether it's the systems or style or the players' responses to the message. We need, we're showing that, we are responding, that we are taking this game very seriously. And, our game plan today is going to be, I've been watching the team since last year. So we got a good grasp on that. And then at the same time, combining, the fresh look and a fresh voice at the same time, hopefully the players respond with the effort that we know that they can put forward. And, that's the main reason for the change. That and again, Minnesota coming up and the rest mm-hmm. of the schedule and how important every game in this league is.
Right. And do you foresee any roster moves that might be outside of the norm? We know that the goalies have kind of been working in tandem, but have you and Cody come to any agreement on what that roster will look like for today?
For today? I mean, I think the rosters are posted game time. I don't know. I'm not sure if the league announces them, but so I'm not comfortable commenting. I don't know. Like, that's a Chris Bandera question or the league question.
Okay, no problem.
When they announce, yeah.
Fair enough. And then again, you kind of alluded to it that this will be a search. So have you decided if that will be effective immediately? Will you kind of give yourself some time to catch up now that you're kind of serving a dual role?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the goal, you know, even talking with Cody, is the goal right now is to put ourselves in a position to win a championship. So the goal right now is a championship. So as far as the search goes, you know, we do need a little bit more time to, you know, as far as what the calendar and timeline looks for that and criteria and everything else. But, you know, Cody's in place from now, you know, with his goal and my goal to win a championship. So kind of hard to speak to, you know, what all the details of that mean right now.
Fair enough. And then this is a little more of a hypothetical, particularly looking at you filling this coaching role. But what will success look like for you today? I mean, again, knowing that there's some changes, but it sounds like, you know, they're not necessarily changes that at least you anticipate, you know, being a distraction. So what, again, would success look like for today? Just to be clear, I think I know what you're going to say, but I'd like to hear you anyway.
Yeah, we want it. We're here to win. So a win is important, and it's something that, again, this team, we respect Connecticut. We know they're coming in hot. At the same time, I think they respect us and know what we're capable of, and we're trying to, you know, if we get the effort that I think we can put forth, I think we can win a hockey game. So that's success today. And we had a great practice last night and built a good, you know, little foundation for today's game and some meetings and away we go. So hopefully we'll see that on the ice tonight with a win.
Excellent. Well, I will be watching from here downstate, Nick. It was lovely to officially speak to you. I've been hearing good things coming from Butte's camp and talking to the players and stuff. So, again, I'm very
smoke
thankful.
Smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors now. And, yeah, thanks for taking the time, too, and for the call.
Of course. And thank you. And best of luck. I'll be watching.
Thanks. Okay. Talk
to you. Bye-bye. All right, and as you can hear from Nick, it's really about this is a roster that he thinks shouldn't be 3-3. And you know what? I kind of agree with him. They bring in the big guns, Shannon Zabados and Nicole Hensley. Those are two Olympians. One gold in 2018, one silver. But Shannon Zabados is an Olympic caliber, gold medal caliber. She is a gold medalist. And so you've got those are your two goalies. Basically a goalie tandem right there. You bring in Emily Falzer, Danny Cameronese, other U.S. Olympians that are now gold medalists out of the 2018 Olympics. Blake Bolden comes back from Switzerland. Blake was just an amazing and continues to be an amazing defender here in the league. And I think that it sounds like, reading between the lines, that Nick and the franchise expected more. They did not expect to be 3-3. You heard how much he respects the Connecticut team coming into the game today and knowing that they get the Whitecaps again. And they just saw the Boston Pride sweep the Whitecaps on the series last weekend. So the Whitecaps they're no longer undefeated. But, you know, Nick, as he said, he wants to win. He wants his team to be the one, you know, beaten up on the top team in the league and then to become the top team in the league, again, reading between the lines. So it's an interesting shakeup. I think those who've been watching the league for the last four seasons are a bit surprised. But, you know, I think if you take Nick at his word, which we have no reason to not, you know, there's some logic and some sense, and maybe these are just moves that we're not used to seeing in the NWHL, but that doesn't mean that they can't work out. So we will get to see, even as early as today, this evening, whether Nick and Cody can lead the Buttes back into the winning column. And that's what they're aiming for against the Connecticut team that put up a huge, some huge points against the Riveters. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen, but wanted to bring you this really quick hit, my exclusive interview with Nick Fady as he becomes assistant coach, working with Cody McCormick as the head coach, both interim, because the Buffalo Buttes have let go of Rick Seeling and Craig Muni, Isabel Cup championship winning coaches. That's all for the NWHL cooldown for now. I'll catch you soon.